Clayton Pope with Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign. Seeing a little bit of weakness today across the board. It's kind of unusual of late. I think this thing is kind of losing a little bit of momentum. Wheat has certainly led the charge here in the last week or two, followed closely by corn, but it seems like the buying there has really cooled off. Actually, this morning, in spite of some continued really good gains in the Kansas City wheat contract, which has certainly been a real leader here, in spite of that, beans really couldn't hold on to their overnight gains at all, kind of quickly turned soft, as did corn. And now as we've moved later into the session, we've got the wheat turn negative, Chicago wheat in Kansas City with some pretty minimal gains compared to what it had before. We've seen a pretty phenomenal buildup of fund longs in just an extremely short number of days, about, I believe, 8 or 9 sessions. Funds probably bought in excess of 150,000 contracts of corn. You can look at that either way, but I guess I have to look at it and think, boy, for buying that much corn and as forcefully as they did, and you only had corn rally about 10 to 13 cents, depending which month you look at, I would have to think that your typical fund manager would be pretty disappointed in the splash they made in this market, and it does seem to me like today they're kind of cutting and running a little bit and, at the very least, lightening up on their longs here. So it'll be interesting to see where we go. I think of this March corn contract, we could expect it's currently around 222.5. We could expect to pull back to something like 215 to 217 in there. You get a close below about 212, though, and I think we could head down to the 204 level, and this thing could be in trouble again. We had an extremely opportunistic run-up here. I would certainly urge listeners to take advantage of it as far as pricing both old crop and new crop, corn and beans, because the funds, whereas they've certainly done us a favor at this point, they're a very fickle crowd, as we know. This is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities.